Friday, then it's Free for All Friday. Are you locked, cocked, and ready to rock? Because I am. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, September 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, no collusion. The Mueller report could not establish, and the Democrats are just mad as hell. Number two, no obstruction, as it turns out. The president can, in fact, legally fire all sorts of people. And number one, the impeachment train running harder than before, even though the president of the United States has not done anything illegal that I can tell, or even immoral. In fact, now it seems the timeline is all sorts of messed up because the Ukrainians apparently didn't even know that the aid had been cut off before the phone call. So let's go through all of this just so we go a little bit slower. First of all, the whistleblower, that whole complaint was released yesterday. If you've had a chance to read it, you'd know this. The whistleblower, a CIA agent we have now learned, had no firsthand knowledge of anything. No firsthand knowledge of anything. The whistleblower had heard from this person and that person, so that was secondhand. And then the whistleblower watched ABC News and CNN and read the New York Times. That's third-hand material. The whistleblower has no actual firsthand information of anything. Okay, that's the first important fact for you to know. Secondly, if this were truly a whistleblower complaint, there is a chain of command. I got this from one of my loyal and intelligent listeners. Mike laid this out for me. There's a chain of command. I've never had a whistleblower complaint. So you go a chain of command. It goes from the individual to the supervisor, then that supervisor's direct boss, then all the way up the chain. Would have gone to the director of the CIA, not to Adam Schiff and not to the press. It would have gone up the chain in the CIA, a regular whistleblower complaint, the way I understand it. So that's a bit suspect. But here's what's really important this morning. A Ukrainian official said that Kiev not made aware that the U.S. suspended security funds until at least a month after the phone call. Now, how on the earth can there be a quid pro quo if there's nothing been done and the Ukrainians are completely unaware that their funding was in jeopardy at all, and their funding in jeopardy for other reasons, not the reason put forth in the, by the Democrats and suggested in a quid pro quo accusation? There's the problem you face right now. The Ukrainians completely unaware that their funds have been cut off. Oh, you're withholding funds? Didn't know that. Why are you doing that? We need more money from the Europeans. Okay, why do we need to do that? Because they're not chipping in their fair share from the EU. Okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, of course, the Ukrainian President Zelensky said he felt no pressure whatsoever to do anything in particular. He wanted to clean up corruption. One of the reasons he was elected with 100% support from the people in Ukraine. He got a majority in the parliament, and he was there because of corruption. Ukraine, a very corrupt place, a lot of money, a lot of graft going on. Meanwhile, they have to protect themselves from the Russian Federation and Vladimir Putin and his aggression. So he certainly wants to do a deal with the United States, but he said he felt no pressure, didn't feel like he was being required to do anything, and he wants to clean up the mess that was left behind by the previous president and his administration. He wants to get to the bottom of it. Nothing wrong with that. So here's the best bit of sound that I found to sort it all out. The best bit of sound to explain to you what's legal, what's not legal. And it came in a locker room brawl, if you will, at Fox News between Judge Napolitano, who I'm sure you know, and Joe DiGenova, who's on the air a lot as well. Andrew Napolitano, the judge, is a paid contributor to Fox. DiGenova, just a contributor. He gets paid nothing. He just shows up when invited. He sells his books and so forth, so I'm sure he makes his return on all of that. But he's not a paid contributor to Fox like Judge Napolitano. Well, they have a huge disagreement back and forth on different shows, and this is the way it boiled over. It happened on the Tucker Carlson show. It is Joe DiGenova responding to Andrew Napolitano about what's legal, what's not legal, and what really is involved in this case, if it's to be believed, about what the Democrats are accusing the Trump administration and the president of. Bite number one. It's a bit long, but you need to hear it all. Bite number one, go.
Let me sort of educate Judge Napolitano. The President of the United States is the executive branch under Article 2. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He can ask anyone, a citizen, a foreign leader, a question. He can make a suggestion about an investigation because he runs them. And by the way, in the latest set to with the whistleblower, the Office of Legal Counsel has said that requesting information from a foreign government is not a thing of value. It is not a foreign contribution. I must say this. I've been a U.S. attorney, an independent counsel, an investigative counsel on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate. Judge Napolitano has never been a U.S. attorney. He's never been a federal prosecutor. He has never conducted a federal grand jury. I have done all of those things. If he wants to have an opinion, that's fine. I am not a paid Fox contributor. I am a guest of Fox Network. I come on when they ask me. So, and I am told, please, whatever you do, tell the truth. Don't make things up. Don't cover. So what I say, I believe, of course, as a matter of law, I know what I'm talking about in the law. I try to be truthful. Right. I was very truthful last night.
And there you have it. It's not a violation of law. Even if he offered $400 million and you have to do this, he can direct anybody to do his bidding. He is the president. They work for him in the executive branch. That's the way it lays out. Now, that doesn't mean it's proper, and that doesn't mean it's legal or morally sound if you did those things, but that's not the accusation, right? That's not what we're looking at, and that's not the conversation. The conversation is, did this president try to strong-arm the president of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? And let me ask you this, of course. I mean, if one of the Trump boys had gone to Ukraine and suddenly got hired by the biggest energy firm in the nation and was suddenly making $60,000 or $80,000 a month, making an annual salary every month, do you think that would get somebody's attention? Do you think the Democrats might raise some questions if Don Jr. was over in Ukraine getting $80,000 a month? Do you think that if Eric ran off to China with his father and came home with a $1.5 billion, with a B, billion-dollar deal, the Democrats might raise an eyebrow, do you think? Do you think there's a double standard at play here? Do you think that's possible? Well, of course it is. Now, here's the other thing. We'll get more into this after the break, but we'll start here. And that is, the Democrats are in a big hurry now. There's a big rush to push this through as fast as possible. Focus only on Ukraine. Focus, focus, focus. Go, go, go. Now, why is that? Why is that? The fact of the matter is, it's because the Democrats know this is their last shot to take out Donald Trump. This is their last gasp effort, and it's already showing cracks because the timeline doesn't match up. You don't have a unanimous support from Democrats. You've still got some Democrats who say, I'm not convinced. You're right at 218. People still not convinced. So they've got to push fast. They've got to push hard. They think they can get this up and down, according to a story from the Washington Post, before Christmas. Do you think they've considered the alternative? The alternative, of course, is Democrats, you win. Trump gets impeached, gets removed. Say hello to the 46th president of the United States, Mike Pence. Sleep on that for a minute. Take that home with you. It's 14 after on the Steve Gerber Show. That's something to think about on a Friday. We'll be back.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA-approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.